Broadcast comes to you from the world-famous ballroom of the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in Honolulu. And we present for your enjoyment at this time the Royal Hawaiian Orchestra, under the direction of Keamoku Lewis. Everyone is having a marvelous time. It's a great night, and the full moon rides high in the sky. There's a heavy tropic fragrance in the air. Well, that's not strange. Everyone's wearing flower leaves. Pretty, too. Keamoku and his boys sing many of their songs in Hawaiian. And when they do, I'm going to tell you what they say and what they mean. Their opening number is a flower lay, English word set to a Hawaiian melody. Hawaiians are a friendly people. And this flower garland of theirs is a kind of symbol, a greeting when you come, and when you go, a remembrance. To call you back to the Royal Hawaiian Hotel and to these enchanted tropic isles. Crowded. Why, even the moon couldn't keep them outside as Keamoku and the boys played that one. And now a foxtrot. Ualike no alike. The theme is love and constancy. Thank you. Hawaiian party is at its height. The ballroom here at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel is a beautiful room. Plain walls with a gorgeous ceiling of Byzantine design. Through the open French doors, I can see the big Hawaiian moon swinging low over Waikiki Beach. You've heard about that moon, but you'll never know anything about moons until you've seen one in Hawaii. Keamoku's orchestra now presents Kokohi, a song of a lover who feels his sweetheart is beyond his reach. Mauna Loa, a hula, played as only Hawaiians know how to play it. A marvelous foxtrot, and what a rhythm. Many famous people dancing here tonight at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. For instance, Dick Arlen is here with his wife, Jovina Ralston. You could never forget how marvelous he was in Wings. And remember Golden Harvest and Hell and High Water? He has just now finished making Come On Marines. Hello, there he goes now into the lounge. He's looking for that lovely wife of his, Jovina Ralston. She's one of the few stars who has made marriage her career. And wasn't she grand in all those pictures with Harold Lloyd when she used to be his leading lady? Just now, she's in the lounge writing a letter. Let's listen in on them.
Come on, Joe. All set to go to the luau at Haleiwa?
I'll be ready in just a second, Dick, just as soon as I finish this letter. I want to get it off on the boat today.
Who are you writing to this time?
Oh, I'm just writing a few lines to the Crosby. See if I can't get them to come over and join us.
Oh, wouldn't that be grand if they could? Say, do you realize we've been here 2 whole weeks and we're supposed to be on our way back to Hollywood right now? Believe me, if they come over, we never will get back to the mainland. I know what this Hawaiian music will do to that groaner. Let's see now, have you told them all the things we've been doing?
Have I? I should say so. You just listen to this letter. Dear Bing and Dixie, I guess you'll be surprised to get this letter instead of a phone call from us. The truth is that we're still here at the Royal Hawaiian. We came for a couple of weeks, but we've been having such a I can't read my own writing.
Yeah, nobody else can either.
Well, but we've been having such a marvelous time that we just couldn't leave. You know how tired Dick was from his last picture. Well, you ought to see him now. He's either been stretched out on Waikiki Beach or playing one of the golf courses every minute. And he's just as brown and contented as a native. And you should see the baby. I'm afraid he's gone native, too. I'm not much on describing things, but really, kids, you have no idea what a gorgeous place these islands are. For example, here's what we did yesterday.
You said you told them about my being able to ride the surfboard?
Yes, I'm telling them everything. About the spills you took, too.
Yeah.
Well, now, listen. Bing, first of all, the golf is marvelous. Even you couldn't miss. And what a thrill you can get from the surfboard. My brown-eyed husband is some stuff, too.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean, brown-eyed?
Oh, Dick, that's right. Your eyes are blue.
Well, I'm glad you finally found out.
Well, now, let me alone. Wait till I finish this.
All right, go ahead.
The hospitality here is beyond words. They simply can't do enough for you. And as for you, Dixie, by the time you get this note, you'll have finished your picture and we'll need a good rest. And what a place this is to relax. So pack up that crooning husband of yours and the baby and hurry over. Much love.
Wait a minute, Joe, before you seal that. Baby wants to add a postscript to it. Give me the pen.
Here you are.
Dear Gary Crosby, I can't walk a lick as yet. But, boy, I can certainly shake a mean hula. Your old pal, Ricky Allen.
Oh, dear, that's very funny. Oh, dear.
Thanks, Icebox.
Hulas are popular in Hawaii. And to the Hawaiian, you know, they are not just dances. They are stories told in rhythmic action. The Royal Hawaiian Hotel Hula, dedicated to the charm and beauty of this gorgeous hotel. Jolly crowd here tonight at the Royal Hawaiian, and they come from the four corners of the earth. Everyone's in the mood for dancing, and this dream of a ballroom is a perfect setting for a dreamy waltz. Vehi, vehi oe, a serenade, a call of a lover for his beloved. I'm searching for thee, beloved of mine, neath the fragrant bowers of Puena. Oh, where canst thou be, my precious love? Return with me and abide forever. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Keamoku Lewis and his Royal Hawaiians. This program has come to you from the ballroom of the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in Honolulu. Your announcer, Charles Frederick Lindsley. Aloha.